The number of states that use some form of redistricting that isn't decided by elected officials is growing, but that number is still at fewer than half. Two that do are Arizona and California. Every state, whether it has an independent or citizens or lawmaker-run commission, is going to be affected by delays in official census numbers. Because of its size and number of congressional and legislative districts, California may be uniquely affected. And with me to talk about the California Citizens Redistricting Commission is Thad Kauser, political science chair at the University of California, San Diego. Thad, to what extent are these census delays going to make the whole redistricting process more complicated?
Redistricting is always hard. It's a policy challenge and a political challenge. And this year, there's a data challenge as well, right? The census, because of the pandemic, the census was late in gathering its numbers. It had to be delayed for legitimate reasons. That means there's a delay in the numbers that go first to determine just how many congressional seats each state gets, and then where people live at the very granular level within each state that these redistrict line drawers need to have to have equipopulous districts, ones with the same amount of people in them. And so that is going to push back the timeline of redistricting, no matter who's doing it, whether it's a state legislature working with the governor, as we see in most states, or whether it's a redistricting commission like we see in California.
So, Thad, what sort of delays are we looking at, and could they affect the 2022 congressional and legislative races?
Yeah, so California's state Supreme Court granted the legislature a four-month extension on having the plans come back. So that pushes back the redistricting commission's timeline from finishing in the middle of the summer, August 15th, to finishing just before Christmas, December 15th, which is just about the time that candidates will be preparing to figure out whether they're going to run in the next year's election in 2022. So if they meet that timeline, that four-month delay, we can still be fine. It won't cause any havoc for that election. If that's pushed back any further, if there are delays in getting data from the census, right, there are a few steps left to go, then we could be pushed past the candidate's declaration deadline. That would probably have to be pushed back. There is some wiggle room there. There is time there, but right now we're looking at about a four-month delay.
There's a certain set of criteria that the IRC here has to follow, and one of them is competitive races, though that can, you know, it's on the list somewhere. And California, I'm wondering, in Arizona, we keep talking about being purple when we use that color designation. California is hardcore blue at this point, and certainly has been for a few years now. Does that play into any challenges when it comes to drawing maps, the fact that one party is so dominant?
Well, California's voting population is very blue, right? We just saw a presidential election that was in no way close, where Joe Biden won by 5 million votes statewide. But there are, of course, many pockets of red, and as well as blue and purple areas in California. The commission, though, is decidedly purple or really nonpartisan. So it has 14 members, and we're talking about 5 registered Democrats, 5 registered Republicans, and 4 members who are either, you know, declined to state their party affiliation or independents. And you have to have voters in each of those groups on the commission agreeing on the final set of plans. So that was designed to set in place partisan fairness, but it means you're going to have a bipartisan, or really a bipartisan plus nonpartisan coalition in favor of the final maps for them to stand.
That, how nasty or frankly, how effective has the commission been in California? Certainly Arizona, we've had, this is the third election cycle, third post-census cycle we've had for the IRC. And there are so many legal battles with the first two. And because of that, expectations are that will happen again. Is there a feeling that, you know, both parties really get their hackles up and they're always burning for a fight on this? So there will be lawsuits there as well.
10 years ago, California's Citizens Redistricting Commission, in its first census in operation, was surprisingly smooth, right? I was one of the people surprised. I was worried, and it even publicly predicted that it would have a deadlock, that the parties wouldn't be able to agree, that it would be thrown to the courts, as we've seen in two of the past 4 decades in California. But instead, the commission had a very open process, held meetings, nearly 100 in total, both in Sacramento and across the state, and came together in a real bipartisan coalition. So there's one Republican member who's strongly opposed to the plans, but they got votes really across the spectrum in this commission in favor of a set of plans. Now, there were obstacles along the way, and there were, of course, lawsuits. So there was a lawsuit pushed by the Republican Party at the end of it, because the stakes are so high in redistricting that if one of the parties doesn't get what it thinks it deserves and what it wants, they're going to file a lawsuit. But that suit was not successful. The plan stood. This year, you've got the complexity of the census being late. This year, you've got the complexity of COVID and a pandemic still raging. So how do you get everyone together? It's going to be Zoom meetings probably throughout this summer for the commission, maybe into the fall. So that public process becomes much harder. And my sense is that bringing everyone together when they don't have that shared experience of sitting next to each other on the dais at meeting after meeting after meeting and traveling around the state together, that's going to make it harder for the commission to come together. So it could be a rocky road, but to the surprise of many, including me, it was a pretty smooth sail in 2010.
Are there tweaks that you would support if there could be tweaks? And do you think the general public might want to see?
One of the things that we saw in the last run of the commission was a first round of plans that actually threw many incumbents who themselves represented the diversity of California, all thrown into the same LA congressional district. And that would have created a big cannibalization that would have detracted from the representation of the diversity of California. That was corrected. But one of the things that's in this commission, which is that you can't know where any incumbents live, and it can sometimes lead to people being thrown together in districts in ways that stops voters from being able to reelect someone who they might really like, who they might think is doing a great job representing them. And so, you know, if we're up to me, that's something that I might take out to make things go more smoothly and lead to a bit more continuity in representation next time around.
Thad Kauser is chair of the Political Science Department at UC San Diego.